Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Fight Back 2020. We appreciate you being here. It is a gas to be here. I haven't been here on this platform. Been busy. You know, like the president said, you know what, on election night, 2016. Complicated stuff. Sorry I'm late. I wanted to platform. We've been paying for it, frankly, and you know, Blog Talk Radio is a weird beast, and I have this love hate Blog Talk Radio. I like it because of the ease to use. I like how the chat room is set up. I liked ad share worked. Has changed. Not so happy with that, however, and the ease of the operation of the control panel also has been experiencing some technical problems in the quality of the broadcast that I don't really think that I got enough help on. But, you know, this Valentine's Day, I'd have a heart and get back to the platform. We will see how it goes. This evening, I wanted to talk about thing that kind of been on my mind or on my heart recently, and the title of this program is Keeping Everyone Honest. You know, the political class, the pundit class, the consultant class, and now the naysayer class. There's so much comfort, I believe, in the Black conservative space that there is now room for people that make a social media, quote, living, in quote, Republicans, and now white conservatives in general. There's such comfort in a movement. You know what? A short conversation about this. You may feel differently than I, and the chat room is open. Please make comments. This is going to be a short program. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll have a lot of time for calls and interaction, so I'm not going to give out the number. Not that I don't want to interact with you, but I don't really have much time, and I want to get to what I want to get to. I will be back with more of the program after these messages. You know, every man... You know, every man my age should have three things, in my opinion. First, you should have your own barber. Second, you should have your own car mechanic. And third, you should have your own florist. That's right, florist. My florist is Christine Vasconcello at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located at 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida. An FTD Top 100 florist, Blooming Days meets all of your floral needs while respecting your budget. Give Christine a call at 813-933-1942. www.bloomingdays.com. Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day, an honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992. The web address is www.goodguycars.com. All right, welcome back. We appreciate you being here, Lawson, and this is Fight Back 2020. I want to. This is something that I have found at some times and completely frustrating at other times. That again, in the Black conservative movement, such room for this. Frankly, that Black conservatives have 3 years, and I don't believe that we owe this vehicle. Please don't get it twisted. I don't think we owe the Republican Party a damn thing. How about that? Let's start there. I don't think we owe them anything. You know, this thing, I was watching a video from my girl Sunny Johnson this week, and she mentioned that the Republican Party often likes to say that the Democrat Party is the party of Jim Crow and the party of quota, you know, the party of the death and the poverty and destruction of a lot of these major cities in America, which is true. But the part that no one talks about is that while these things were so many of the members of the Republican Party and its leadership stood by nothing. That's true. And as sad as it is true. These conversations in order to find a common ground to move forward on enough of these super important issues, especially that are going on. Let's just be real here. What I wonder about, and maybe this is a point that doesn't matter, but what I wonder about is this. What I wonder about is, should we as a group of Black conservatives, community of Black conservatives, be comfortable enough with throwing rocks at the only vehicle, frankly, that we have? There isn't a place for a Black conservative in the Democrat Party, for sure. And I think some of the other parties are so wrapped up in frankly, whatever they're doing, there's no place either. Now, is it time? And I broached this subject before, and I'm going to broach it again. Time for Black conservatives to break away from the Republican Party. And I think it's if indeed Black conservatives have enough of what they need to do the job in the place done. Can you make a big enough difference? Do you have enough allies? Do you have enough resources? Enough of whatever it's going to take to go into these communities and spread the word of conservatism in a way that's going to have the benefit that you say that being attached, even in the most tangent of ways, to the Republican bring. It gets complicated fast, kids. It gets complicated super fast, right? Some people have started to make a social media living, and I don't mean monetarily, but living in notoriety. And their major shtick, if I could say it that way, and I don't mean to be disrespectful in that matter, their major thing is pointing out the hypocrisy of white conservatives. Wow. And people can do it. Let's back up for just a second. Let me downshift for a second, because I don't want anybody getting stupid about this, because I am of the do whatever the hell you want to do. You can talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about, and you can talk about it in any damn way that you see fit. I'm not trying to get anybody to stop. I just want to have a. I just want to let you guys know that this is how I'm thinking. Wonder, is this the best plan moving forward if indeed you don't have a set of solutions? And what I have found is that some of these solutions, they're really great at diagnosing the problem. It's like going to a doctor, right? Like going to a doctor and out an arm growing out of your back. You have an arm, you have a freaking arm growing out of your back. You go to the doctor, and he pulls your shirt off, and then he goes, "Holy crap, you have an arm growing out of your back, sir." Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm here. So, and then he goes, "Well, what do you want me to do about it?" First, why I have an arm growing out of my back, and second, if there's something we can do about it. Well, you know what? So the doctor may diagnose the problem, but if the doctor doesn't have a solution for it, then what good is a doctor? And so the idea now is that, yes, it's easy to point out where even conservatives, especially white, have failed. Yes, the diagnosis of the problem is easy. It really is easy. We have documented on this channel, and a long time being on Blog Talk Radio, all the way back to the heading, how the messaging and sometimes the outright stupidity of the Republican Party in this messaging has absolutely been horrendous and terrible. And with that whole period where there so-called black conservatives that were adopting all of the negative language concerning the urban community, all the stuff about fatherless generation, and that was a problem. You know what? We even did that a little bit here, and check out all the shows that are in the archive. That's why I never take them down. I ain't trying to hide. They're all there. Even this program, from time to time, started to adopt those same narratives. But I think at the core, if you listen to the whole body of work with me, you'll find that I've always said that I thought every solution that the urban community, that the black community needed, was inside the urban community already, and really didn't need exterior influence. Living in black communities, black economists living in black, living in black communities, solution to the problem. Black educators living in black communities, that's the solution to the problem. Whatever the damn problem is, we'll probably talk about. I'm talking about you pick one, you pick a problem. Those things right there fix the problem. That's indeed, of course, if anybody's friggin' interested in actually fixing the problem. I have to wonder about who's. Are there political solutions to these problems? My instinct is no, which is why I wonder now that what I call the naysayer class, who is starting to make a living on poking white conservatives. Now, again, I'm not carrying the water for anybody. This is kind of a weird. I'm not carrying the water for anybody. When white conservatives want to back in reform Mike Bloomberg's support of stop and frisk and sort of blow off some of his statements, that's reprehensible. And not just reprehensible because I'm black and it's reprehensible for people who are so-called conservatives to say there's a whole group of people in this country who do not deserve the protection of the Fourth Amendment. What? And that's basically what you're saying. People, because of the situation, who do not deserve the protection of the Fourth Amendment. Going to adopt that. I'm simply not going to be okay with that. And letting people know that is not, again, not necessarily bad. Like I said, I'm not here to poke the finger at people who are keep us all honest. But is that what you're doing? Or are you trying to carve out a niche in all of this? Listen, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of Fight Back 2020 right after these messages. Hi, this is Willie Lawson. You know, with so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. It's Flipboard. Yeah. Flipboard curates the world story so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, just tap the plus button and add them to your private or public collections. It's that simple. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. So get started now at Flipboard.com. That's Flipboard.com. You know, every man my age should have three things, in my opinion. First, you should have your own barber. Second, you should have your own car mechanic. And third, you should have your own florist. That's right, florist. My florist is Christine Vasconcello at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located at 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida. An FTD Top 100 florist. Blooming Days meets all of your floral needs while respecting your budget. Give Christine a call at 813-933-1942. www.bloomingdays.com. Welcome back. Welcome back. And again, we're just going to be on just for another minute. We'll be taking calls in the last program. Got about 7 minutes. Let me get to these points. And I appreciate that you called in. It is my concern that the naysayer class. Now, I wrote that. Maybe is not in the spirit by which I mean that, but I couldn't find better words. because the naysayer class has a place in making sure that we pump the on some of these ongoing narratives that aren't not meant, that will not bring the black community in total or in whole part even to the to a black conservative movement. It sort of insult me, keep insulting me, keep telling me that I'm until I acquiesce and agree with you, and then you get me on your side. It's the way to go, especially in the time that we're living in. You can't keep telling me that I am likely to be a criminal. I'm most likely to not do well in school. I'm most likely out of wedlock. Here's the hard part. Even if some of these things have some basis in truth, what? I watched a guy with a message, a preacher on the internet with a message. He was holding up a bag of Oreos and a paper bag that just had Oreos written on it. Which one would you buy? Would you buy the one that is the Oreos, or would you buy the ones that the bag that said Oreo written on it, crayon Oreos on it? Well, it was a real easy point. Of course, none of you would go, oh, this is a paper bag that says Oreos. I'll buy this one instead. No, you wouldn't. The packaging matters. The packaging is important. How you put something and how you package it is important. We'd like to think it's not important. We'd like to think that it's more of what things are, because I've said again here on this program that the left is a lot more about what it looks like as opposed to what it is. What we've learned is this: people care. A lot of people will care and be drawn to something first by what it looks like. It's vanity. Let's get real. You know what? A lot of you were drawn to your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or other. Let's be honest. First, by what they look like. You were. Some of you were drawn by anything else. I know all my Christian brothers right there. I was drawn to her because I could see this in the Holy Ghost. Okay. She might have been. But she had a big old booty too. And, oh, by the way, she had that big old booty. Let's just get real here. So the idea a lot of the times is that sometimes conservatives as a whole, Republicans for sure, conservatives in part, and black conservatives forget that how something is presented is extremely, extremely, extremely important. It isn't just the white paper. It isn't just the facts, really. It's not like Dragnet, just the facts, ma'am. It, because a lot of times there's extenuating circumstances. So important that we understand how to present some of these things. If we ever hope to improve the quality of life in urban America, you can't keep insulting people. You can't keep telling them that, and hoping to first of all get their support, and then have them think about, have anybody changing the way they think to the how maybe you think or I think. This is not a methodology that, frankly, has been successful. You know, I know that the president mentioned a few years ago, about black people and minorities in general, what do you have to lose? I understand the sentiment. It was a little dismissive, wasn't it? Wait, what do you got to lose? It was a little dismissive. Wasn't it a little dismissive? It was a little ouchy. But the idea is that it is super important that we continue to remember that we have to think about how these things are presented in urban America. Now, here, pretty much guarantee the Republican Party as a party, as an organization. I'm not saying your friends get it, but the Republican Party as an organization, I don't think they're ever going to get it. I've personally seen too many people spend a whole bunch of time in a whole bunch of Republican organizations at every damn level doing their best to appeal to people in the Republican Party organizations at the local, state level and come up exactly. Yeah. So I don't have any that the Republican Party as an organization is ever going to get it. Now, are there people in the independent class who have enough influence in urban America for people to start understanding that the presentation of conservative principles and ideas and ideals in the urban environment is going to be important? Are they ever going to be successful? Well, it's tough to do that because the most that we communicate is how we're communicating this evening online, on YouTube, on Twitter, on TikTok, on Facebook. And you go on and on, conservative voices and thought are being systematically shut down on all of those platforms. I say it's possible, but it's tough, super tough. And will white conservatives suddenly have a Paul on the road to Damascus moment? And suddenly get it. Suddenly understand that the continuous assault and insulting those in the earth will be the answer. Stopping that madness will be the answer. Well, no, I don't hold out any hope for that. However, there is you and I. And like I said, with 2 minutes to go, we're going to go ahead and take this call from the 314. I'm going to get ready. There's one, there's two. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Willie Lawson, you still at it. Hang in there, man. We need voices right. Like yours.
What else is there to do?
It's a lot of other things to do, but you ain't going to fall for them.
Well, no.
But no, you have to hang in there, man. Listen, look, they're trying to do away with Electoral College. Guns, you got Bloomberg saying he's going to let all the immigrants in and give citizenship to all the illegals. These people are just crazy.
It is insane what's going on.
Absolutely. A lot of this stuff is in the making with that Obama era, too. But you ain't got enough time to talk about that. But anyway, I just wanted to give you some encouragement. Hang in there. You ain't by yourself.
I appreciate that greatly. And if any of you are interested in what else, go to fightbackmedia.com. Scroll down. Click on the record album. We have 80 episodes of The Morning Report. Swanson from The Swanson Report. Check it out. And again, I've not been sitting quietly. I know I've not been on this platform a lot recently. If you're interested in what I've been doing, what I've been up to, please check that out. Also look for Fight Back Media on Spotify, iHeartRadio. We are freaking everywhere. All right. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and forget. from the bottom of my heart, take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.